Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Welcome to the Half Moon Energy Alignment and Activation. These transmissions are to help us align with our highest truth, embody our sovereignty, and activate our innate wisdom so we can receive the highest gifts in the moment in a way that's most appropriate for us. Half Moon Alignment Meditations, they're here to align us with the new coming in so we can let go of the old that's leaving by dropping into the now. And that brings us the gifts that are here in the moment. We do this with an alignment meditation, followed by an energy activation with channeled energetics and potentially channeled messages from the guides. So this gives us embodied access to the energetic gifts in the moment. So it'd be nice if you set the time aside and give yourself these moments to really honor what's coming through, to set the intention to receive only what's for you in the way that's most benevolent, loving, kind, safe, and appropriate. No matter how beautiful a transmission is, it's always beautiful to invoke our higher selves and ask that everything is configured for perfect alignment for our highest good. Because we are unique and no one master, guru, energy worker, light worker, healer, guide, or any other facilitator of any kind can actually take the place of our own inner wisdom and mastery. So invoking that now and turning within, let's drop into that this alignment meditation so that we are fully aligned before we're receiving the energy activation. So get comfy, and wherever you are, whatever you're doing, take these moments to make intentions, closing the outward facing eyes if you can, but making the intention to turn the outward facing eyes inwards. Drop the seat of seeing into the heart and center now. Now making an intention, let go of what happens, doesn't matter what your experience is. Making an intention drops a part of our consciousness there. We're going to go into somatic awareness now. So opening to notice the sensation in the center of the chest. Not naming this, not fixing it, not attaching a story to it. Imagining it's just a vibration. As though we're resting here, reclined. There's nothing needed from us in this now moment. Here we are in the gateway, in the heart, to the infinite. The infinity we are. The infinity of all that is. Not needing anything in this now moment. Nothing is needed from us. Taking a moment to notice a physical sensation. Where are we making contact? Where's the gravity in our body now? Can we be even more restful? Can we drop even more deeply into whatever is holding our body in this moment? The floor, the chair, wherever we are. And bed even. Letting that holding and tightness and intention to move and do and act drain out like water. Running down a river and out to sea. I give myself permission for these moments simply to be. I let go of tracking these words with my mind and keep attention focused on noticing the movement and the sensation of breath in the body. In and out, up and down. Noticing where that movement turns into flow. How if we follow that flow, our attention can be dropped off in different parts of our sensory experience of the body in this moment, of ourselves in this moment. And whatever comes to our attention in our bodies, whatever sensations arise, whatever emotions are here now, whatever thoughts, whatever distractions might be going on in our environment, making an intention to allow all to move as vibration. All to be welcome exactly as it is, just for these moments, nothing to do about anything. We are just noticing. We are the noticers now. There is just the silence in the center of the breath. Mind wants to cut in, just let it and return attention to notice that silence, that stillness in between the in-breath, the out-breath. Our body, our whole being is made of rhythms in motion. We are complex energetics. Fantastical energy biologies, but there is always the fulcrum, the still point at the center, anywhere. So as things are moving now, allowing them to rise up, because just dropping into this space with us with these words is going to allow energy to move. So be with whatever is there. Nothing is wrong in this moment. No experience is the wrong experience to be having. Stay with that breath, that holding rhythm. Don't worry if the breath is slow or fast, calm and regular or erratic. Whatever it's doing, it's just a rhythm. Here we are in our hearts, inviting now, in from within, in from the infinity we are and the infinity of all that is, what is for us in this now moment. As we move now into this second part of this half moon transmission. This is the energy activation. So stay with that internal somatic awareness. How do I feel on the inside? Allowing the namelessness of this. Maya Shahana. You can invite your guides through your higher self to support you. Receive these energies in the most benevolent way for you, Of course, I am doing this from this end, but this work is about empowering us to take ownership and sovereignty when we tune in to transmissions, so we are part of what's going on. Increases our discernment. And also our ownership. This is activational divine blueprint templates opening now in the field that's being held just in this transmission. Supporting sympathetically resonating blueprint templates to open in your field. So this is why we keep attention focused on the sensation. We stay somatic. Because these words aren't necessarily going to make a lot of sense to the mind. And it's going to want to try and understand them. So we give it the job to do. Notice that breath.
Neka shanya hist honya kita shanya hist honya kita shanya hist hoita kinya shanya hist hoita kinya shanya hist doma kita chikita chikita ya na kita haji kai da da haji kai ha tru ya
oh yeah. Thank you. That was the energy part of the transmission. I get guides from Sirius, but working with the shamans, the elders. The ancestors. And they're keeping these terms very broad for me, so I think that's for my benefit more than yours. So I don't get caught up in identities and naming. It's more about how these frequencies land rather than what we think we know about them or what I think I know about them, more important. Mahia. Okay. So moving on to the third part of the transition. This could be more energetics, but it does feel like there might be words. We should see the staying with keeping attention on that rhythm of breath, how we feel inside, letting feelings arise as vibrations, and not getting carried away mentally with the words or what comes through. Everything is really not informational. It's energy packets that are being delivered in a way to support these divine encodements in you being activated safely and benevolently and with love. A lot of joyful energy and fire, not fire, just definitely joyful energy, elemental energy, playful energy. And I'm getting a real sense of us being lifted just in this gateway out of clearing away the old and being the clearer uppers to being decisive, clear, defined, determined vision holders for our future. And for some of us, this is going to mean taking decisive action. And for others of us, this is going to mean holding the vision, being in that aligned state that puts us in direct resonance with our future vision. But whatever it is, we are being lifted in the future vision. We're being created and invited to align, very big yes, much more strongly in that. So many paths can lead us where we want to go, but we can wander off. And at the moment, there's a real pulling us into focus. There's this kind of Shiva arrow calling us forward into focus. There's a real emphasis on being physical, very much in the body. The more embodied we are at the moment, the more clarity the mind has. The more the mind is released from being the controlling consciousness, and the more space there is for pure mind and awareness beyond mind to actually integrate with our cognitive functionalities. So these are the shifts happening in the collective human blueprint at the moment. We're speaking to what's collective now, but how you integrate it is going to be unique, not general. It will be specific to you. The reason we name it is to kind of touch on something and help it light up. So let us know what gets kind of lit up in you when we're talking about being really physically in the body, having clarity in the mind, and thinking about our future, allowing our futures to be lifted and brought into alignment, a much higher alignment with those futures, both coming into resonance, energetic vibratory resonance, so our state of being is aligned with the future that we're wanting to drop ourselves into, but also for the others of us taking direct decisive action with a direction. So we take an action that's very clear, very determined, that says to our whole field of consciousness in a very embodied physical way, I am going for this. This is the future I am moving towards, I am vibrating with, and I'm acting within already. So we're looking at our futures as though they're already here. Okay, now we're just going to, at this point, you're invited to take attention away from the words and listen to the body. Let the body, so as move in strange and subtle and unexpected ways. So from the heart, if you bring attention to how we feel physically in the chest, listen to, does the body want to lean forwards, backwards, left, right? Does it want to lift? Does it want to drop? And as we breathe in and focus on expansion, as we breathe in and let our chest expand, our shoulders maybe roll back, our neck lift a little. As we breathe in, what movement does that breath turn into? Does that breath open out into a stretch that goes down the arms? Does it open out into a movement in the hips? Where do we want to lengthen? What little subtle movements that invites expansion energy into the body in the moment are we going with? This is to integrate and embody the energetics that have been transmitted in the packages that have just come through. So we are dissolving that sense of separation and distance between energy and the body. We're allowing things to be immediately embodied, not just immediately integrated, but immediately embodied, because we are going to be asked to sit with, what's my action? Make a decision. And we're going to use the compass of how we feel in the body and where we touch excitement to guide us in that. So that's going to be the fourth part of this little transmission. All right, so we're still just letting those little subtle movements, those tweaks, those twists, those opens, those expansions, let them be strange movements, let them be unexpected, let them reach all the way down to the toes and the fingertips and the top of the head. And let that expansive breath, that chest opening expansive breath, be the guide. Until the body really kind of comes to its natural settling, lets us know that it's done for now. It might carry on later, but it's just going to settle back in to stillness. And here we go, dropping back into stillness. Letting the breath flow. Letting go of everything we were hanging on to or trying to remember. Just let it all go for a moment into that spaciousness of now. And asking, can I let there just be this moment? This breath. This heartbeat. Thank you so much. That was just a little dance with the half moon energies of now. So what you're invited as a takeaway from this is to sit or walk, depending on when your inspiration comes through and you connect to your guidance, and ask, what's my future vision? Not the one the mind cooks up, just the one that lands after you've asked the question. So this is an answerless question. What's my future vision? And once you've asked it, trust that in asking for it, you're calling it in, you're setting an intention to align with it, you're empowering it over any other direction you might have been going in. And you can then listen to the inner compass of excitement as your guide in the following 24 hours. And any little whispers that come from your inner guide, your inner compass of excitement that say, oh, go here, do this, don't do that, do this. Or what if? Try not to dismiss them if you normally would, but follow them through and just listen for those little whispers that come from excitement. Now, depending on how prone we are to listening to our excitement, they could be really faint, they could be really loud, they could be really physical, they could be more mental. They could come as invitations in life. A door could open, an opportunity could present itself in the next 24 hours that we could say yes or no to. And take care of these moments when you notice them. Ask to have your noticing heightened of these and say, well, higher self, I am presence, consciousness, God. Let me know when you're talking to me, would you, about this future that I want to align with, this lifted future, this higher future that I want to align with. Heighten my awareness. And in those moments, really listen for that whisper of excitement, however it comes to you. And maybe take unexpected action. Maybe say an unexpected yes. Find out what you feel really decisive about right now. I am going to do this. Okay. And it's going to be something that pulls us a little bit out of our comfort zone. That wouldn't be what we'd normally cook up. But that's just the point. We're being lifted out of where we're at now. And that's the invitation. So, but we'll know it. We'll know it when we see it. I mean, maybe you already know. Maybe you're already working with this. Maybe you already know. But I'm saying this because we don't have to get guidance in the moment. We ask the question, we let go, and then the answer can come from guidance through life, through people saying something, through something catching our attention, through a situation. But we're amplifying the energies over the next 24 hours, so we're really paying attention to what comes through. All right, guys, that's it from me. Let me know. I'd love to know what does land with you. You know, do you get an instant sense about that future that you're talking about? Or have you made a decision about something? Have you taken an action that's out of character? Or have you just, yeah, have you just, have you got a question that comes up around all that? Like, how would I know? So I'd love to hear. Please do. If you enjoy these, please do subscribe to the channel and you'll get notifications because I go live every half moon, not always at the same time, and you'll get the notifications when I do. And if you want to join the deep dives, there's a link in the description for every full and new moon. We go on a deep dive, more intimate journey with channeled alignment and energy work, including one-to-one channeling work in the group. So if you want to join in with that, it would be lovely to see you there. Thank you and bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.